بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to Surah Al-Sajdah, that is chapter 32, and we are turning to the verse of the Quran Sharif of Surah Al-Sajdah, that is verses number 11, 12, and if there's time, inshallah, we'll go to verse number 13 as well. So, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Nahl, that is chapter number 16, verse number 98, when you recite the Quran Sharif, then seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from Shaitan the accursed. Where do we get this word A'udhu? The word A'udhu comes from chapter 113, chapter 114 of the Quran Sharif, the Mu'awwadhatayn, as you know it. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So you can say مُعَوِّذَتَيْن or مُعَوَّذَتَيْن. Both is correct. So that is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. أَعُوذُ, that word. So you come and you say أَعُوذُ and go back to verse number 98 of Surah An-Nahl. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. In this verse of the Quran Sharif, verse number 11, Allah Azza wa Jal is putting an end to those desires that they have concocted. They say that no, when they die, you'll see the reasons for death. They'll give you hundreds and hundreds of reasons why you die. You die because of this, you die because of that, you die because of this. No, it is your appointed time. And there is an angel that is stipulated, appointed to come and take your soul. That is what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying here. So there, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Balhum. So there, rather what it was the rejection. Balhum bilikai rabbihim kafirun. Rather, they are the ones who deny the meeting with their sustainer. They denied it. So this is where it comes. It's not because of their shock and their worry of how they are going to be turned back into flesh again. That's not it. They have rejected and they needed proof for it, so that proof came as by the way to soothe themselves in this criminal activity which they are involved in, meaning breaking all that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has brought down via revelation and ignoring that. So they needed some sort of proof. The proof that they had was this year that are we going to be turned back into bones and turn back into flesh and into that structure that we were. Allah says, leave all of that. بَلْهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. You actually, the real reason is you have rejected the meeting with your sustainer. And here to reiterate this here, Allah Azza wa Jal brings and says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, the angel of death, مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, not مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ, مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. The angel of death has been assigned for you. The angel of death who has been assigned for you will take you in full. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ will take you in full. Who will take you? Malakul Maut. Alladhi wukkila bikum, the one who has been assigned for you. He is the one that will take you in full. So yeah, you know, the angel of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. He is the CEO of those in charge of taking the lives of people. It is Hazrat Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. So he's at the top and he's managing, overseeing this entire operation taking place. There is other angels then in charge of every soul that is to be taken. And you can see globally how many people pass away daily. Die globally each day. And they will give you a figure. Let's see what it is. So it's almost 167,000 people. 167,000 people die each day. This is according to Statistics Times. 167,000 people die each day in the world. If you want to take it on an hourly basis, so at the moment here, it's 22 minutes past 8 in South Africa, AM. So from now till 9:22, so 22 minutes past 9, so take it over this 1 hour that's to come. There is going to be almost 7,000 people dying in this next hour, globally, we're saying. Globally. In the next hour, globally. If you take it per minute, I'm speaking to you now. So it's gone to 23 minutes past 8. So if I say just now from 23 minutes to 24 minutes past 8, how many people died? 116 people died just in the matter of 1 minute. If you take it per second, now just one, that's 1 second, two people died. Two, another two, three, another two, four, another two, like this. Every second, two people are dying. So ya قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, the angel of death, who has been assigned for you, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ, will take you in full. So, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ, the angel of death who has been assigned for you will take you in full. So, we said to you, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he is at the top. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam is going to blow the trumpet. But Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he is in charge of all these angels that is going to take the lives of so many people. So, 167,000 people in this day. We said to you, in the matter of an hour, 7,000 people. In a matter of a minute, you are looking at 116 people per minute. Now, as we speak, every second, two people are dying somewhere in the world. So, of course, there are angels appointed, stipulated for each person. And who is managing, overseeing all of this here? It is Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. So, if you see this here, and then we discussed the soul of animals. Does the angel of death exact that too? So that you can see in the tafsir, we are concerned about reforming ourselves here. So let's just look at this from this angle here. There is a narration, and it is mentioned on the authority of Ra'isul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, with regards to all diseases and things like pain and wound, are the universal message bearers of death. They remind every human being of his or her death. After that, when comes the time of death, the angel turns towards the dying person and says, "Oh Abdullah, Ya Abdullah, how many notices have I served on you? And how many message bearers have I sent to you? Sickness upon sickness." Go and see Allama Busairi Rahimullah's. His sickness, and then how he recites and renders such beautiful stanzas that reforms his life, he says. And it reminds him, and he goes into this total different world and sleeps, and then dreams of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The shawl is placed over him, and when he wakes up, he's walking again. First he was paraplegic, then he is now walking again. Subhanallah. So this is all the, he says all these messages came in, and then it brought him to think that now I can't run anywhere. So how many messages comes to us on our phones? But has the message of death come to you now that as we speak, boom, I just said boom, it takes 1 second, two people died. What if one of those two were me? Am I prepared? What am I doing? Al-kayyisu man dana nafsah wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is he who checks himself, keeps on checking. Did I do the right thing here? Did I do the wrong thing here? Keeps on taking accountability. Where, who do I owe money? How do I? Because he's preparing. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. It gives him that incentive to say that I want to pass away in a manner that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with me. Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Wa man kariha liqa'a Allahi, kariha Allahu liqa'ah. Whosoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. So this year we have to see how many, so angel of death, he says, oh, Ya Abdullah, how many notices have I served on you? I've given you so many warnings, messengers. Now here I am, after whom no bearer of some message will come to you anymore. Now you've got to say yes to the order of your sustainer necessarily, whether willingly or unwillingly. Still, we are going to take your life. We are going to take your life. So, you, if you just turn to chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 28. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. This also points out to say that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam does not do this on his own, but there are angels under him and they are accomplishing together this duty. They are accomplishing it. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. We just go to verse number 12. Let's just finish this verse 11 at the end. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then you will be brought back to your sustainer. That reminder. Angel of death stipulated, and that is you going to be standing in front of your sustainer. This is the reality of it. We have to see now that when you pass away, Qiyamah has begun for you, can't make no changes thereafter. Go to verse number 12, right? Verse number 12, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And if you see the sinners, if you see the sinners hanging their heads before their sustainer, idhil mujrimuna nakisuru usihim inda rabbihim, they will be hanging their heads before their sustainer. In English you say hanging your heads in shame. So these people, the mujrimeen, they will be hanging their heads before their sustainer and they will say, Rabbana, oh, our sustainer. All of a sudden now they acknowledge their sustainer. Rabbana absarna, we have now seen. Wa sami'na, and we've heard now. Farji'na, so send us back. Na'mal salihan inna muqinun, and we will do righteous deeds. Inna muqinun, surely now we are believers. Now we bring yaqeen. Now we see, okay, this is a reality. But it's all too late. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you this message of the Quran Sharif. You are reading it. You are listening. If you are breathing, you are listening now. So you know, this is the message. Why do we have to wait till we pass away to realize that which we so-called believed in while we are living? But the reality comes in this. Are we being intelligent, as Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Or are we being foolish, also like Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Ajiz, a foolish person, he says, like in our language we say, in our speech we say, what do we say? Allah is Rahim, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, He'll forgive. And then you go straight into committing, perpetrating that sin. So that's making, that's showing just istighfaf and taking the matter light of sins. And you actually making a mockery as well. Justifying, you're just being like that. Where those people said, How are we, our bones going to be put together and our bodies reformed again and stand? How is that all going to happen? Similarly, we've ignored our meeting with our sustainer as believers too. That's our message. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.